Today's special guest is Rich Lockwood of Bullock Garages. Bullock Garages is based in Springfield, but that's not their only location. Rich, you're spread out throughout Illinois. You do a lot of work for a lot of people in a lot of different locations. So tell us about what you do there and where you're located.
Well, Bullock Garages, as a lot of you know, I've been around for an awful long time, built an awful lot of garages for people in your area. Actually been around over 65 years. Family-owned business the entire time. We cover most of Illinois nowadays, from 80 down to 70, and then border to border.
So you mentioned you've built a lot of garages in this area and throughout Illinois. I'd like to talk about maybe size and type of garages. Do you do everything, or what do you build?
Our typical building is going to be residential, 2-3 car garages. Seems like they're getting bigger all the time. But we custom design for each individual, whatever their needs may be.
And that includes, I guess, type of flooring, siding. You have all those conversations?
We do the entire, from the floor up. I tell a lot of people they don't have to do anything except write the check. Once we receive a call, we'll schedule an appointment with one of our salespeople. They'll sit down and go through all the options with the customer and get it just the way they want it.
Well, as I've said already, it sounds like a fairly painless process, and you've got a very good reputation. As you said, you've been in business for years. Best way for people to find out information, is it to call? Is it to stop by a website?
The best way to get started with Bullock is to go on our website at bullockgarages.net. You can review some of our buildings we've done in the past. And then, just a simple phone call to 529-3761 here in Springfield, and we'll schedule our local rep to come out and set something up, get something going.
Our special guest today, Rich Lockwood of Bullock Garages, and that phone number one more time, 217-529-3761. For WSMI, I'm Katie Wilson.